Good morning. I'm David Lovejoy with KGNC News Radio. I'm so lucky today to be joined by one of my favorite people here in the West Texas Panhandle, Dr. Walter Wendler from West Texas A&M University. Welcome, doctor.
Thank you, David. It's good to be here. I appreciate the opportunity to visit with you. I'm so thankful for the buffs that are out there in our community doing a good job, and you're one of them, and
I'm thankful, sir.
Very thankful.
I appreciate it. It's a testament to what they do down there in Canyon. The people of the High Plains, and like I said, you guys, it's remarkable, especially with your tenure as president, how you have addressed the situation, how you recruit students, and how you do things. You still hitting the road a lot?
Well, I think I'm about done going out to the high schools. I have visited 132 high schools north of Klondike in the state of Texas, and Klondike's an hour and some a bit south of Lubbock, and so that's a big land area. But we've talked with 24,000 students face-to-face. I talk to them about debt. I talk to them about sometimes the best thing to do is go to community college first and not borrow money. People can't believe I give that message. One of the superintendents said, you might get fired. I said, I was retired before I had this job. If he sends me back to retirement, well, that's fine.
That's
you know?
Okay. That's
I'm
where
okay.
You are.
Yeah, I want to be effective in serving students and their families. That doesn't mean I say yes to everything. I say no to a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Just last week, or Monday this week, I canceled all international travel, and we were early to do that. But the fact of the matter is, I believed it was the right thing to do given the uncertainty, and I know it was a hard decision. And I got some emails that were fairly strong said, you know, you shouldn't be doing this. This was from students who had planned for a whole year to go on this trip. But that's, I'm the adult in the room sometimes, whether I like it or not. And I've got to say to people, look, I don't believe this is in our best interest. And like everybody, I don't bat 1,000.
It's better to err, though, on the side of caution.
That is exactly, David, the words I've used. I want to err on the side of caution, and I don't want to overreact. I don't want to put fear in people on the one hand. But I think being cautious at a time like this is a very good thing to do. So I'm excited about the people I work with their appreciation for caution and their deliberateness in making our plans. You know, we're going to be, we go on spring break on Monday. Mm-hmm. So we're still in school. Right. A lot of schools have already closed or they're going to take an extended spring break. For me, by God's grace, we have a week when our students are going to be away when we will plan every day. And my people and myself will be on the job all week. I'm asking some of our senior people to be here for that whole week.
Right. Just to take care of it. And in reference to the coronavirus, that's a great word. Don't panic. I'm not trying to spread fear. But to aside the fears of parents, of students who have come to go to school here, what are you guys doing at the university to make sure they have the health care they need?
Well, the health care they need, we're preparing, and this is I don't want to alarm people, but you're asking me, David, and I want to be honest, to let people know the kinds of things we're thinking about. We're thinking about quarantine dorms where we could house people. We're thinking about how we get food to them, and we're working with our food provider, Aramark, so they can deliver meals and so on and so forth. We're way ahead of this.
Just in case.
We've got plans. We have ideas about how we can best serve people, and we're getting those ready should we need to enact them. But we want to continue to assess information and make sure that everything we do is current based on the things we know about what's going on. So we're working at it. We are preparing to offer everything that we offer at West Texas A&M University online. Mm. And we actually, I think, will nearly be able to do that. Because we have a lot of faculty that teach. You know, our business school has some nationally ranked online programs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have the technology. We have a chief information officer in James Webb, our executive vice president and provost, Dr. Neil Cherry, very, very thoughtful about how to deliver online instruction. As a matter of fact, today, tomorrow, we're having workshops with faculty that may be a little tentative. if you can handle your cell phone, you can engage students online. You may not appear to be a pro the first few hours, but you can make it work.
You learn it.
Yeah.
You learn it. Now, one other thing, the Lady Buffs and the men have had a great basketball season.
Oh, mercy.
And the tournament is taking place down in Canyon this week. You didn't cancel or you didn't change the policy about no fans.
No, that was determined by the NCAA. And, of course, we abide by that. But the NCAA felt like large crowds present the opportunity for the coronavirus to spread. And therefore, what will happen on the men's tournament, which is here, mm-hmm. Is that because this is what the NCAA mandates, right. And we are subject to their direction.
It's a game.
It is. We will allow family and other people that may be invited, but it will be very small numbers. We'll have hundreds of spectators, not thousands. And this is a blow because, first of all, we're hosting the men's NCAA regionals here. Women are being hosted in at Lubbock Christian.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we are very thankful to be able to have the tournament here and be able to play, but it will be a much different experience for the team. And I feel badly for them because it's Coach Brown and the
great
men's
job.
And both and Coach Mateo. They've worked hard with these people, and it's a shame to see them be able to have to give up. You know what was their aspiration. Like the Houston Livestock.
Yeah,
canceled. And these kids, they've been working for years in some cases to be
right.
there. And I feel for them.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the truth. I wish the communities that those young people are from would somehow come together on a community-by-community basis and recognize the achievements of these young people, even if you have to do it locally.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because they make a commitment. There's discipline there. Those are the kinds of values in West Texas, anyway. We want to encourage people. I feel for all those young people, but I think it's the right thing to do when there's a lot of unknowns.
Yeah,
be careful. Be careful. So that's what we're trying to do, and I'm comfortable we'll do a good job with it in the end. We're doing everything we can, but again, I'm going to repeat what you said. We don't want to overreact or cause fear.
That's it.
We do not want to do that. We want to act with a heart and mind of service, and that's what we're going to do.
Dr. Wilner, thank you so much for your leadership down in Canyon. You produce some great students. Your faculty is just marvelous and just a beautiful place, a great place to get an education. Check out Dr. Wilner. He's going to have a podcast coming soon and get this information out and be a part of Buff Nation.
There you go.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, David, for the opportunity to visit.
See what we got. Thank you, Dr. Will. I'm going to jump in and do the news real quick.
Okay.